Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle. And we are the Baileys. Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of We Are the Baileys.
That's right. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. We are in quarantine. Well, everything officially closes today. I am sorry, I am not following the plan. Let's go back to the top. Tika did so well to write this podcast template, and here I am going rogue. I apologize.
Oh, that's fine. You're doing good.
So let's go back. Hi, guys. Welcome back to We Are the Baileys.
Welcome back, guys.
Do you want to lead us out?
Please subscribe, read, and review this podcast.
Yes,
as please. You listen.
There you go. That's how other people get to find out about us. And if you have a guest,
that's not for you, honey.
Oh gosh, I should have written with a template. No. Guys, welcome.
It's all good.
Exactly. We just want to say thank you for being with us. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for going with us on this journey. It's been so wonderful to do this journey with you. And yeah, thank you for allowing us to captivate your attention for a short time every week. We appreciate it.
I want to send a shout out to Cheryl in Canada. I know you listen to us sometimes when you're driving in your car.
Yeah, Sherry.
So Sherry, hopefully, you know, we can continue be a blessing to you and your friends and your family.
Yeah, that's true.
And for all the rest of you who are listening to us in your home, in your cars, and wherever you are, enough respect.
Yeah, we absolutely would love to read your reviews on the podcast as well. So if you do leave those reviews, then we'd be able to give you a personal shout out when we read them.
And, definitely.
You know, it would just be a way to encourage us and bless us to know what you're learning from all of what we're sharing.
So true. What interesting times we're living in, huh,
honey?
Oh
my gosh, it is so, it feels very weird.
By the way, guys, if you have not checked out or Love Works relationship series, you can find that on
wearethebaileys.org/loveworks/loveworks,
or you can find bits and pieces on our Instagram page at @we_are_thebaileys on Instagram.
And you should be able to click the link in bio, and that would lead you to the private Facebook group as well. So
sure,
wherever we are, you'll definitely find out about Love Works there.
Yep. Well, we're going to jump right into the song of the week.
Mm-hmm. And this week we both have the same song of the week.
Ooh, that doesn't always happen.
When I heard this song, so a little bit of, I guess, context for me.
Yeah.
I was home alone one day and somebody else posted it on Instagram and I listened to it and I immediately fell in love because I was sharing to Teiko a couple weeks before that this verse was one of those verses I remembered my mom praying over me as a child.
You did say that.
Right. And then, you know, that was me sharing it with you. And then this song comes out and I was like, oh my word, I love this song already.
Well, the name of this song is The Blessing by Carrie Job and Cody Carnes.
Yeah, that's actually her husband.
Yeah. So check it out.
Yeah.
isn't that a song? I mean, I feel like this song is made for such a time as this,
it's,
you know?
It's such a powerful song, because I feel like even when they get into that bridge, because mm-hmm. I think that's what you call it, the bridge, yeah. And they start repeating basically those declarations, it's so powerful, because you do get to, you can't speak that over yeah. your kids' lives and so over true. Your own life. Like, may his favor be upon you like a thousand generations. Like, it's so good.
Wow.
So, so good. So, whoa. Yeah. So much to, I guess, glean from that song. So much to digest. And like you say, in such a time
it's
like
it's timely
this,
with all this corona and everything that's going yeah. on right now. I think, you know, people are feeling kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a song like this, I think it just gives you that ability to break forth mm-hmm. into, you know, just accepting things the Lord has declared in the Word, in the Bible for you.
Right. It kind of gives like an anchor point.
Definitely.
You know, that sort of absolute in all of this relative feeling of the world that we're experiencing now, where everything changes in 24 hours.
Definitely.
So... yeah, that's a good song. We are going to have the link to that in the description notes in our playlist. Please enjoy it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a fun fact for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Walmart customers have recycled over 168 million plastic bottles?
Oh, wow.
Which pretty much is used to make the recycled shopping bags. Those blue bags. For those of you who shop at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and I thought, you know, when I bought one of the bags, I was just randomly reading the label and I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool.
And this isn't an ad for Walmart.
It isn't, but feel free to use us, Walmart. you know, I like when these companies try to do small things.
To impact the earth.
To impact the mm-hmm. earth, to keep the earth clean. And, you know, it's just another way to... help the earth keep growing.
Yeah, and then when you think about like impact the earth, I mean, this wasn't on the template and I'm trying my best to follow the template, but a fun fact about all of what's happening in the world today
mm-hmm.
is that, like, of course we aren't saying this is why corona happened, but since it happened there's been improved air quality, like since the lockdown.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Improved air quality. The Venice canal water has become clear.
Mm-hmm.
Italy coast has dolphins coming nearer. Japan has deer roaming the streets.
Whoa.
Thailand, they have monkeys roaming the streets. China has record-breaking pollution cuts.
Get out of here.
The earth is healing. So whoa. Somebody wrote that and they're like, the earth is healing. Plot twist, we were the virus all along.
Oh my gosh.
So that would be my fun fact
plot
this
twist
week.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That would be my fun fact this week, because I feel like it's so true. Like when we saw the picture of the water
the canal
in Venice just
be oh, yeah.
so
and they say
clear.
Even what was it, the swans or something?
Yeah, and it was just like
back?
For years.
Yeah.
So
can you imagine that, guys? Like seriously, how can we protect the planet that we live on?
I know that it just restores itself
just
from everybody
mindful.
Going on lockdown.
Yeah.
Gosh. So that was my fun fact for this week. Thank you for allowing me to plug that in.
So we want to talk a little bit about how can we grow during this whole quarantine time?
How can we stay sane?
Yeah. You know?
So I, before quarantine happened, we had a bunch of, I could say, projects and objectives that we wanted to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just gotten a nanny. We've yeah. talked about that for a while on the podcast. Like, hey, we need help. Hey, we need help. We had just gotten a nanny. Somebody was consistently going to be with our kids.
Yeah.
We had this time frame that we were working with. And then quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And so here was all of this. I guess this whole plan, this whole thing of yeah. growth, vision of growth that was about to happen. We're going to get these dates, get these things done. And then it just stopped. And for a while, I'm like, yeah, we can cope. We've been at home with our kids, but then you just feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really have had that conviction lately, like growth happens whether we are physically locked in or not.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the lockdowns, there are some people who are going to come out probably overweight and depressed. And then there are going to be some people who come out of those lockdowns with products.
Come on.
Lost weight.
That's right.
Like, just ready to run.
So true.
Because they aren't just locked down mentally as well. Mm-hmm. So, how can we grow during this quarantine?
Well, I think the idea is just not getting stuck, you know, not getting hopeless, not allowing depression to sink in, or feeling like, oh, because I can't do what I usually do, then I can't, you know, succeed in other areas or grow in other areas.
Yeah.
So I think part of it has to do with reframing some of the ways in which you used to think before, because there's just always other ways to do the same thing. You
it
know?
Really does come down to mindset.
Yeah.
It really does, because if you think about, it from a negative standpoint, like I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna feel every day just a drag.
Yeah, you start already feeling defeated.
Right, right. But if you start to reframe your mind, like, okay, this is a time. There are really good ways to look at this whole thing. Mm-hmm. There are really different ways to reframe this whole quarantine. Like, okay, we get a break in the middle of the year, the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
We get to be inside. We get to be with our families. We get to work on some of the things that we wanted to work on, but we probably can't do it because we're at work all the time and it's a side hustle, if you think about it that way. So it really does come down to reframing our mindset.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I remember just this movie we were watching. Well, it's a series, actually. Recently on Netflix,
only
called The English Game.
And if you watch it, if you haven't watched it, then don't listen anymore.
Yeah.
Because we might give spoilers.
But it's really nice. It's about, you know, that, like, kind of the origins of football, aka soccer for Americans.
Yeah. And guys, if you're watching some fun things on Netflix, leave that in the reviews, because hey, quarantine, we need new things to watch. But anyway, go on.
So yeah, The English Game, you know, kind of just talked about how football was this whole British sport, and it was, I guess, for the most part, kind of ruled by the upper class.
Right, the gentlemen.
Yeah. And, you know, lower class people played it as well, but they never had any say in how the game went, or what could be done.
Like, it was one entire team that was the Football Association board.
Exactly. And they were all, like, on the same team.
Exactly.
But some pointers I took away from it, there is this scene in the movie where one of the main characters, Arthur King. Arthur Kinnaird.
Yeah.
Who is this? Is the son of this wealthy bank manager or something like that. He and his wife, they were trying to have a baby, and the wife lost the baby.
Right.
And he was grieving, but he was grieving differently from his wife.
That's true.
And in his grieving process,
grieving though?
He was.
Initially, he wasn't grieving.
Yeah, but let me talk, because this is my point.
Oh, okay.
In his grieving process, he was moving away from her because he never knew how to communicate.
Well, in that sense, then,
he never knew how to communicate the grief that he was experiencing. And also, I think one of the other things that stood out to me about that is, even though he had a bunch of male friends from the football club, he couldn't communicate what he was going through with them,
and they felt awkward because, around him.
Yeah, because
it's almost like none of the men in that time, or I don't know if it still happens today, but it's like they never wanted him to say, hey, I'm grieving.
Yeah, or that, or to even highlight the fact that he lost a child. Like, he just lost a child, and he was supposed to just pretend like nothing happened and just carry on with life. You know, even when he said it to his friends in very few words, you know, all his friend did was give him a pat on the shoulder.
I remember that.
And it was
scene.
Just like, he was crying out so much for, like, somebody talk to me.
Right,
help
just
me
some
deal
form
with
of
this.
Connection, yeah.
You know, help me deal with this. I think he was even reaching out to his dad as well, and his dad just couldn't
his
help
dad
him.
Said to him, don't overcomplicate things.
Was just like, my goodness, you know. And so for me, I feel like there are many areas for us as men where we're grieving at times where the men around us don't know how to support or how to start that communication with each other. I think just the area of vulnerability, it's so difficult for us at times that we really have to learn how to do it. And you think it should happen naturally, but it doesn't, because we haven't seen our fathers
do it.
Model it. So we don't know how to do it, but we're trying to, but we don't know how to.
Oh, that's so good.
So yeah, that stood out to me from the English game. I think you had a point you wanted to share.
My thing, one of the things that stood out throughout the series was just, as you were saying, it was a process. And over time, you're able to see how they found their purpose together as a couple.
That's Arthur and his wife.
Arthur and his wife. Mm. Like, they started out and it was really the separate men, women.
Yeah.
You know, we do separate things. That's I play football. I do all of this. You come to watch the games. Yeah. You talk with the girls. You go gossip, that sort of stuff. You lost the baby, you talk to the girls over there, and it wasn't like they were in this thing together. Mm-hmm. They were married, but they weren't necessarily in it together, if that makes sense.
Mm.
And then over time, when she gets to the place and she's like, no, I'm going to push through, like she went and saw his mom.
Mm.
And I think that was one of the things that kind of pushed her into the same place. But it was her also finding her thing.
Yeah.
That awoke in him, like that passion to pursue his true identity, his true self.
So true.
And you could see through the course of the episodes where they finally get into this rhythm, this sweet spot where they're working together. They know they're different. And she said it at end, like, in the beginning, I wanted it to stop playing football, but now I recognize this is who you are.
So. Would you say they were stuck in the beginning, like in the early parts, they were stuck?
They were absolutely stuck in what culture said that they had to do and how culture expected them to operate.
Yeah.
Like for the lady, everybody's like, yeah, I've lost that child. It's normal.
Mm.
You know, move on. You'll eventually move on. You'll eventually have another baby. And so they were stuck in their own little world of prestige and how things are supposed to happen.
But they had to dig deep to figure out how do we grow together.
They had to dig deep and they had to risk losing face, for lack of a better word. Because like you had to get to a place where you're just like, yeah, I don't really care what people think right
or
now.
Or even a few friends, because some of their friends were just like, what's wrong with you?
Exactly. But I'm gonna change. And you recognize like, no, change is something that you need to do.
And I find that to be like, I've experienced that in my life, where people can't appreciate that you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they know you from like 10, 20, 15, however many years ago.
Yeah.
And they just behave so weird when you're growing. Like, why do we not expect our friends or our family or people around us to change?
I think sometimes it's, and maybe nobody says this outright, it does have like a little mix of vulnerability and jealous to it as well. Like, how could you grow and I'm not
leave
growing?
Me.
Yeah, how you grow, leave me. Yeah, maybe it's something like that. Like, you know, I thought we were friends. Like, how could you change? It's change.
Yeah.
And if you're growing, then now the onus is on me. Am I going to grow with you? Or am I just going to acknowledge the fact that I don't want to grow?
Mm.
You know, so maybe that's the whole thing. And maybe you're growing into something they don't think they can attain.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like, well, why you behave like you're better than me?
Yeah.
When that's not the case.
That's not the case. If you're growing, you change.
Exactly.
And if you change, you can't go back to the old ways.
So
it's not a matter of who is better than who. Right. It's that you're in a different state of mind.
And it just, you do have to get to a place where you recognize like, well, you know, is my growth more important than the friendship? And that kind of sounds like burning bridges, and that's not what I'm trying to communicate, but is me growing into my fullness, my, you know, everything that I'm created to be more important than me and you being friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had to say that a couple times to his friends. Like, hey, I don't want this to mess up our friendship, but I strongly believe this thing.
Yeah.
And he was hoping that his friends would have some sort of conversation with him back and forth.
Yeah, because at one point, he needed to not go to a football game because he needed to support his wife.
I know. And you would think
that's something like that. Guys, you'd realize that that's more important than the game.
Well, what was painful and what caused it was that he was already having that stirring of, okay, he needed to be there for his wife more. Mm-hmm. And then his friend made that joke to say, you love football, but you don't love your wife more than you love football.
Yeah.
And when he heard it, he was just like, well,
It's true. Yeah.
And that's when you recognize, like, okay, I need to make a choice. Do I play this game mm-hmm. or do I go and help her when I know that she's about to do something silly? Yeah.
And I think those, you know, you have to realize when you're getting that opt out of something.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, you have to recognize those.
You have to know.
Like, cornerstone moments. Yeah. Like, when something can change and this is the time.
This is the time. Take it now or be stuck in this.
It's like that Bible story where, like, they say the water is only troubled for a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to jump in, mm-hmm. like, at the time. And the first person who jump in there. Mm-hmm. You know that story?
Not really.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know a song that says, the water is troubled, my friend.
I think it's from that Bible verse. Let me search it right now.
Is that with, like, John the Baptist?
Oh, my gosh.
We're mincing it up.
Exactly.
All you theologians out there, send your support right now.
But yeah, it basically is. It's just like there is this moment in time where if he didn't make that choice to go and be with his wife, then it probably would have been harder to do it afterwards.
And God
wasn't good before.
I think overall, God always gives us moments where we can step into something new and we have to access it. We have to receive it. We have to be aware of, like, okay, the door is open, step through.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
The door is open, step through. And you know, in a sense, activate this next level that God is taking you into. Because I think that's part of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's almost like, for lacking of a better word, it's like you're going through puberty. Mm-hmm. Like you entered, like you cannot go back to being a child, exactly. So to speak.
Yeah.
Like you have to now realize, okay, different things are changing in your body. So therefore you behave accordingly to support the changes that's happening. If you go into school, you know, you graduate from prep school and you go into high school, you can't just pretend as if you're in elementary school. You have graduated to the next level.
I was going to say.
And so, hold on. You're defeating your own purpose.
Exactly.
By staying back, by staying stuck, by being stagnant and not moving. Because it's movement's time, people. Get up and move.
You're definitely feeling the spirit right now.
Come on, somebody.
You're feeling the spirit. But you know what? How you're behaving is what I was going to say. I was going to say part of it has to do with conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to lean into the fact that the Holy Spirit does quicken our spirit to, you know, that discernment. To, like, see when, okay, this is something I need to probably focus on more.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to change this area in my life where I need to... This is something that he wants me to look at and work on.
But you know what's funny? Why it can be so difficult for us to move into that next level, to grow and not be stuck, is because the people who we're looking towards sometime to give us affirmation in that area, to give us the release to say, go ahead, you can do this. Sometimes, or I would say even in more cases than less, they're the ones who are in disagreement with you.
So you need to learn to give yourself permission.
They're in the ones who are in disagreement with you, and you're just like, of all the persons, how could you not support me in this next step, in this next season in my life? And I'm just like, why does that even happen? I don't really have the answer for it, but maybe somebody who is out there listening to this podcast, maybe you have a deeper revelation of why this happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, I'm not even sure how to say this, but I believe in relationships, you know, I believe in friendships.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have to be destroyed because one person is grown. Like, where is the place for you both to wrestle with this thing and say, I'm growing, even if you don't want to grow with me. But at some point in the relationship, the other person says, you know what? You're right. I need to support you. You know, that kind of
right.
thing
I'm
versus breaking
yet,
off and go
exactly,
your own ways kind
exactly.
of thing.
Well, I think to some extent, you probably won't be able to bring all of the
not
relationships.
Not all, definitely not all.
But I think for like the real ones,
yeah.
they might be able to go like, okay, I see where this is going.
I mean, especially in marriage.
Yeah.
Especially in marriage. And I think that's one of the biggest struggles in marriage, you know.
And that's something like it's not like we hear it a lot, but mm-hmm. we've heard it recently where somebody's like, yeah, it won't work for us anymore because I want different things and he wants
mm-hmm,
different things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they aren't growing together.
Yeah.
And yeah. How do you grow? How do you keep it going?
Mm.
How do you not get stuck, really?
So true.
Yeah.
So during this time, while Corona is happening, you know, our challenge to you is, how can you grow in this time?
Yeah.
How can you grow in this time to spread your wings versus feeling like you are
trapped
or locked
yeah.
in and, you know, suppressed or
definitely
oppressed?
Definitely, I'd say you do need something that is absolute, that is beyond all the news,
mm-hmm.
that's changing every day. You do need an anchor in the Lord because you just need something that is so constant as how Jesus is constant.
So true.
You know, and you can get up every day and you can just be like, okay, Lord, I hear you. I see you. You're there. Regardless of everything that changes today and tomorrow, you are the same. And I can just keep my focus on that. You definitely need something like that
mm-hmm.
because that helps you to narrow in on your mental state.
Yeah.
You need to get to a place where you're just like, okay, this is happening, but I'm fine. The world is fine. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be okay. You know?
Yeah.
And I think you also have to start looking at your convictions. Like, what do you need to be leaning into in this time? You
mm-hmm.
can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a time that you probably can relax. Relax a little bit.
Yeah.
But don't just use the entire lockdown to just be in your PJs watching TV.
Yeah.
Because you won't come out of it feeling nice about yourself.
Yeah.
If you just eat, watch TV and, you know.
I think there's also that issue or element, I should say, of insecurity
mm-hmm.
when it comes to growth.
Mm-hmm.
Where how much do you believe in yourself or how many other persons you place around you who
right.
believe in you?
Right.
Because sometimes you just don't have it in you at the moment, depending on the situation, to be like, I can really do this.
Right.
And that's where you have to set up people around you who can encourage you, like, yeah, man, you can really do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think insecurity can be a factor that prevents us from growing.
Yeah.
And we just have to be mindful of how that affects us in different ways.
Yeah. So this is well, our lockdown officially happens this week,
mm-hmm.
but we were already staying home since last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did an entire week already of staying home, right?
Yeah.
But our lockdown officially happens this week. How have you been so far in that process of not being able to just get up and go anywhere?
Yeah.
How have you been? You.
Oh, me. Oh.
Every time I ask you, how are you? He thinks I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah, you sounded like you were talking
no,
to
I'm
them.
I'm talking to you.
How have I been? I think I've been good so far. One new thing that I've started is jogging, or partially started,
mm-hmm.
is jogging early morning, which I don't really like jogging. But mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I can do something. I can learn something new.
Right.
By the way, my dad usually wake us up early in the morning on weekends when we were growing up to go jogging.
You're
so
turning into
it's
your
not
dad.
Like I haven't it's not like I never used to jog, but
it's just not something,
it's not
you
something
choose
that
to do.
I choose to do or necessarily love doing. But I'm just like, hey, I can't go to the gym anymore. Why not just go jogging?
Yeah.
So I think for the most part, I've been good to date. I've been good.
Staying at home.
Yeah.
You aren't at the place yet where you're just like, what am I doing here?
No, I don't think so, because I'm already thinking ahead, like, what are some things I can, like, what systems I can create to keep me going.
Okay.
I think I've been thinking a little bit like that, like, yeah.
Okay, then that definitely sounds like you aren't spending a lot of time with your kids.
No, I am.
Because... I'm thinking, I'm thinking already, how is it that I still have these kids?
Oh, boy.
You just sound so full of life.
Well, you have to be full of life.
You know what? I recognize through the process so far, first week, this is the second week, I'm kind of like a stress baker.
Stress baker. Oh, you like, bake when you're stressed?
I recognize because one
day... Oh, but
day
you make
I
some really good stuff.
So you probably like when I'm stressed. Because it's been several days and I'm just like, oh, I need flour. I need flour.
Oh, my.
Okay,
that's why you keep asking me to get flour.
Yes. Because in my head, I'm like, I need to make some peanut butter cookies. Oh, I need my to gosh. Do something peanut butter.
I got to watch you know, honey.
And I just recognized, like, oh, I'm stressed. This is... And I woke up last night and I went to the bathroom, and when I got out, I was drinking some water. And when I drank the water, I was just like, my teeth felt funny. They felt... And I could tell that I had them, like, clenched.
Mm.
You know, like when you... Has that ever happened to you before?
I think a long time ago, a little bit, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I was drinking the water last night and I was like, oh, my teeth... feel like I have them clenched. And I was just like, physically, I am feeling stressed, but I don't recognize.
I gotta pray over you some more.
Yeah, you do, because like I never recognize like I'm feeling that stressed. And my body is trying to carry it and I'm not even paying attention.
Yeah,
to
because
it physically.
You don't show it.
I don't, exactly.
If I'm stressed, you're going to know.
But yeah, I just had a little bit of time to just think through today. Like, why is it that I need to bake so many things? Like, why do I have all these ideas? Like, I want to start learning to bake bread. No, that isn't a stress. That's just like, I have time. Why not learn the skill?
Come on, this there goes the learner chipping in right
flour,
there, guys.
Why not learn the skill? So... yeah, I think it is a good time to, you just have to be aware of what's happening in you and around you, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you'll allow me to rant this week, my rant of the week is I hate when you put cups in the sink, especially coffee cup, and you don't put some water in it, honey, or not even cup. Like, if you, like, let's say you ate oatmeal or something like that, you know, sticky in the plate. I'm not talking about, like, rice that, you know, when it's done. Anything that can leave a really sticky residue that when it's dried, it's hard to clean.
Oh, my word.
I just hate when you don't put water in that.
You know, my rant could really follow up that rant. That was the rant that
Is there anybody
right
out
though?
There where... you know, your spouse puts like a coffee cup with, you know, when you leave the coffee in the cup, like a little bit in the bottom, it kind of stains the cup, especially if it's like a white or clear colored cup or any kind of like thing that can be sticky. And especially when you're the one washing the dishes, because you don't have any dishwasher.
Yeah, you.
That can be difficult. So that's my rant of the week.
Well, I'm going to switch my rant this week to follow up yours. You know what my rant of the week is? You filling those bottles with water and not washing them. Because
the baby bottles.
Exactly. Kavika is ready for a bottle, ready to drink. And I go to the sink and they're full of soapy water. And I'm just like, why on earth is he filling them with soapy water and not washing them? Just finish the process. That is my rant.
I just hate washing those bottles.
Well, I hate filling the things with water.
But by the way, I thought you said I could just fill them and leave them.
No, I never said that.
At one point,
ever.
You had
and
said
this,
it.
This podcast is my declaration right now. Let it be known. I never said to fill
you know what,
them.
Guys? Send us a dishwasher.
because we are having issues.
I think that would solve the problem right there. Is there anybody else out there having this kind of issues, or is it just us?
Oh my word.
Welcome to Rant of the Week. But let me just give you something on a lighter note, as it relates to strength finders. Here's a strength finder tip of the week. We're going to look at the strength analytical, and you might fall into this category. Your analytical theme challenges other people. Prove it. Show me why what you're claiming is true. In the face of this kind of questioning, some will find that their brilliant theories wither and die. For you, this is precisely the point. You do not necessarily want to destroy other people's ideas, but you do insist that their theories be sound. You see yourself as objective and dispassionate. You like data because they are value-free. They have no agenda, and armed with these data, you search for patterns and connections. You want to understand how certain patterns affect one another. How do they combine? What is their outcome? Does this outcome fit the theory being offered or the situation being confronted? So you might fit in that category if you find that you think this way, or you approach life that way.
People.
Exactly. So that's the analytical strength, and the strength finder theme is if you've heard of Clifton, what's his name again?
Clifton, I don't know his name, but you can search for Clifton Strength Finders.
Clifton Strengths. If you haven't done the assessment, I'd highly recommend it.
I know, yeah.
It would definitely help you to understand why you do some of the things that you do. And as I think of analytical, I think of my brother-in-law Stephen.
I don't even know if
I think Stephen's a bit analytical. That might very much be one of his strengths.
Maybe.
So Stephen out there, wanna send a big shout out to MoneyMax 101. If you have anything that you wanna get some advice or input, financial advice, go check out MoneyMax101.com. They have some of the top news dealing with finances in the Caribbean market, as it relates to finance, stocks, and other financial decisions. So check it out. Really good one-stop shop right there at moneymax101.com.
But yes, we do want to say thank you guys for listening again. Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a review, so that we can also read your review on the podcast as well and give you a personal shout out, because that would mean a lot to us to know how we're helping you. Tell us, how are you trying to not be stuck during this quarantine? I know you're stuck physically, but how are you putting systems, routines, rhythms in place for your day-to-day life so you aren't stuck mentally?
Yep.
And you're not stuck in the growth area. I was going to say growthily, but that's not a word.
You can't coin that word. Come on.
But yes, tell us what you're doing to intentionally push through to your goals, because you made those goals in January, and corona or no corona, you should be pushing some way towards those goals. I know everybody's buying toilet paper, so if January your goal was to lose weight, nobody's buying lettuce. Keep buying your salads and lose that weight.
That's right. Salad,
and that's
over,
a point to me.
Salad over paper.
There you go. So yes, guys, remember to check out weirdobaileys.org, because we always have new resources there.
That's right.
And
check out our Instagram at @we_are_the_baileys for fresh news that's always coming your way.
Oh yeah.
We're also on Apple Podcasts with our podcast. Mm-hmm. And you can also find us on Spotify, Anchor,
Breaker, and something else.
Breaker, Google Play, and a bunch of others.
There you go, Google Play.
So go enjoy the rest of your week, guys.